What would we be? What would our life be if we had no hope? What does hope do for us? What areas of our life do we use it in? I was thinking of the definition of it. It's for something out in the future. It's a desire of some good accompanied with at least a slight expectation of being able to obtain it. You know, if there was no way possible for something to happen, there'd be no reason to hope for it. I've heard of people that when the trial was ended and the person had done so bad that the sentence was life in prison plus hundreds of years added to it. In other words, you'll never get out. So, you know, when that would be said, that would be, there's no need to hope. There's no hope there. But you know, there's a lot of things in life that people hope for. I can remember when I was young, something would come in the mail. It was called the Publisher's Clearinghouse. And it was just a little magazine of trinkets that you could buy. Just little things that didn't cost a lot of money. It's fun to look through the little magazine. But it had a thing in there that you could write down your address and mail it in. And they would say, we're giving, I believe it was $1 million or so much money per month for the rest of your life if you happen to win this. And I mean, they would really pump it up big. He could be at your door, knocking on your door that you have won it. And you know what that could do when you write your little name and that, send it in? You could think, I could be the one that gets this. Got a little bit of hope here. I can remember when I was at my grandma's house up in Mississippi, sitting on her back porch, and she had a Western Auto catalog that had just come in. And in the back of it, it said, send your address in. We're going to have a drawing for a bicycle. And I remember sitting there with her, and she's filling in her name. She said, if we win this, I'm going to keep it up here. You can ride it anytime you come. And, you know, there was some hope there. Hey, I could be the one just as much as anybody else. There's things that people put their hope in. When we drive by a casino and we see that parking lot full and we see the billboard of a person that won and they're just all smiles. You know what? All of those people that drove in there, they didn't go there saying, you know what? I have extra money from my paycheck this week and I'd like to dump it right here. But what they have is there's a hope. They've seen the billboard. They saw them smiling and won thousands of dollars. And a hope arises in them that, you know what, there's no reason why it couldn't be me next. And it seems like it's almost geared to where they, if no one won for a long time, the interest would be gone. So somehow that thing is rigged to where enough people win, maybe even while they're standing in there losing their money. Enough people win to where they say, you know what, the next one, though, the next $5 I put in this thing, I could be the winner. It's an expectation. And I was thinking even, I haven't seen it so much lately, but there were billboards that talked about the Powerball. This thing is climbing. It's up to $300 million or something now. And people, you know, you can get the tickets at your gas station. While you're getting gas, just stop and put a few dollars on this and maybe you could win. And you know what that thing is intended to do is produce a little bit of hope in a person that maybe my ticket could be the one that got it. I looked on that. It said, here's your odds for winning the Powerball. 1 in 292 million. That's your odds. And yet people have a hope and they put some more money on it for just in case. They would tell about if you're trying to think of 1 in 292 million, you can't compare anything else with it. Said you're more likely to be struck by lightning, I forget how many times in your lifetime. You know, most people never are struck by lightning. But it's the odds are against you. But still, there can be hope out there. You know, we can do the same thing. Where do we put our hope? We could do it in money. There are people that do it. And I was looking at Job. You know, Job was, it says he was the wealthiest man of the East. And he could have put his hope in that wealth. This is where it is. But he comes down with all of his troubles. And I'd like to look at something in Job 31 and 24. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. In other words, if this is really where my hope was in the money that I have, in the financial things that I have, if I rejoice because my wealth was great and because my hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined or the moon walking in darkness and my heart had been secretly enticed or my mouth kissed my hand. In other words, if I looked at the things that I have been able to accomplish and that's where my hope was, he's saying, I haven't done that. So while he had wealth, his hope was not in that. And I was thinking for us today, there is, wealth is not something that I want to put my hope in. And here's a reason for it. I'd like to look in Proverbs. Proverbs gives us a lot of instruction about a lot of different things. And in Proverbs 23, because we can look in history and find people that put their hope in financial things. In the fifth verse of Proverbs 23, wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Can you imagine if Job had really had gold for his hope? What would life have been to him? The day when everything he owned was gone. But instead, we get to see where his hope was. His hope was, okay, these things have come to me. I am blessed by God. But he said at the end of it all, the Lord gave it, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's where his hope was. There is, we read the story that Jesus gave us of a man that put his hope in his wealth. And there was a verse right at the beginning of that I'd like for us to look at. So this is just one place that we're looking at where hope can be put. And it's a very weak thing to put it on because it can be changed so easy. In Luke, the 12th chapter, Luke 12 and 15, he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. That's not where I want to have my hope, is in the things that I can possess. Because it comes on and it gives us instruction. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and the things that he did with it. And it was his hope for out in the future of giving him security. You know, I like to listen to financial advice that Dave Ramsey gives. And what he's telling you is, you know what, you live like nobody else today so you can live like nobody else in the future so that you can end up having some money for retirement. You know what, there is a Bible for that. There is Bible for us saving for the future. But what there's not Bible for is for me to put my hope in it. Because when hope in anything is gone, remember a verse that said, hope deferred makes the heart sick. When I have put my hope in this thing and it does not happen, what ends up happening to me? Where do I set my hope? I'd like to look at it because this man, he even went to the point of talking to his soul. You have much goods laid up for many years. I've got some hope in what this money is going to be able to do to me. And then we see how God looks at that kind of hope when we have put it there. He said, thou fool, this night your soul is going to be required of you. And then who shall all these things be? You know what's going to happen at his death and the will is read and the children are split up with all the things that he possessed? Now their hope takes off. What I'm going to be able to do with this? You know what? It can happen to us. Let's be real careful in this area. The Lord wants us to look out into the future and take care of it. But don't let our hope be set on that. Because when it's taken away, I remember reading accounts of back in the Great Depression when the stock market fell and there were people that were millionaires at that time. That's back in the 20s. Had so much money in stock and in just one day's time, it was all wiped away and gone. You know what? That's a place where I don't want to have my hope in money. I want to have my hope in the one that can walk me through times. Remember where Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Well, that tells us right off his hope was not in the financial things that he had. Because when they're gone, then I have no hope. No, his hope was set in the Lord. I'd like to look at a verse over here in Psalms in the 78th chapter. This one tells us where we need to set our hope. Psalm 78 and the fifth, starting in the fifth verse. He established a testimony in Jacob. He appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. So you remember back in Exodus when God is given the Ten Commandments and given instruction for how the people are to live. He wants us to pass it down to our children. That the sixth verse, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare it to their children. So start passing this thing down from generation to generation. It started when God gave instruction for how they should live and declare it to their children. And then the seventh verse is what I want us to look at. That they, the results of all this passing down, all the instruction, that they might set their hope in God. That's where we need to have our hope to be able to carry us through. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. You know, something that is amazing to me today when we talk about financial things and we look at the direction that our world has gone, all the money that we still carry in the United States has something printed on it, in God we trust. Yes, I happen to have this. I happen maybe to have my billfold full, but every one of those pieces of money gives me instruction. Trust in God. He's the one we trust. And you know what? That trust goes when I have it and when I don't have it. In the day and time that we're living in, it's really amazing to me. And I know a few years ago, there was a big push to have that removed. Because you know what? The infidel carries that with him just the same as a Christian does. But that was taken away where it was not removed. I'm glad that it's still there. I want it to be a reminder to me. Don't put my hope in this. Let's put our hope in God. Job was able to do it when he had it and then when he lost it. But there's something that I'm interested in this morning of where we put our hope. You know, in a little over a week, we'll have an election and there will be a president out in the future. You know, the way things are going right now, it's almost guaranteed that whoever is the president, somewhere close to a little less than half of the folks that didn't want it are going to be, could be, without hope. You know, if you listen to the talk shows today, one side will say, if this person becomes president, it's going to be the ruination of our nation. But you know what? If you would just happen to go to a talk show that believed the other way, they would say just the opposite. So no matter which person becomes the president, You know, that's not where we put our hope. Because hope deferred, if I've got a hope that's got to be this person and it doesn't happen, you know what? There are people that are so downcast the next day. But you know what? If we have our hope in God, it's able to just ride steady through everything. It's able to ride steady when I have a job. It's able to hold steady when I lose a job. It's able to hold steady when I have some money. It's able to hold steady when things crash and I lose my money. It's gone. I knew a man that, you know, the Bible tells us to be real careful about, be diligent about our work, to save our money and plan for the future. And he did that. He was very careful with his money. And then something happened that he lost it. And you know, when it was gone, you know what? If we have our hope in it, when it's gone, it can do something to us. It's going to affect us no matter what. But what we want it to do is cause us to run to God and to be able to tell him, Lord, I had nothing when I came into the world, like Job said. Lord, I know I'm going to carry nothing out with me. So if I have it today, if I lose it tomorrow, let me have my hope in God. And let me do this with the same, in the same way in what happens in a week, in 2 weeks. To be able to say that, you know what? The Lord was people's hope way back before in other elections. It's going to be God that is the one that needs to be our hope in this day and time. No matter what happens, my hope is in God. So I've got a verse I'd like for us to look at. Psalms 42. Psalms 42 and 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? What's got me, what's got a hold to me that's got me cast down? No matter what it can be. You know, there are people that put a lot of hope in health care. The last few years, when they tried to put out health care for all, there was a reason for that. They felt like, you know what, this is going to be a big help to people if we make everybody carry insurance and have health care. You know something, if I put my hope in health care, you know what, there's a statistic. It's still true today. There is a 100% fatality rate for people. Why? It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. I cannot stay here forever. With all of the technology in the medical field, no one is able to stay. I thought this was something that's amazing. There can be a doctor that is a professional in a certain field, maybe a great cancer specialist, but you know, he may get cancer and die from it. Not because we haven't tried, put forth effort. There has been a lot of effort put out, and there are a lot of good things that they can do. But I don't want to put my hope there, because you know what? When a person puts their hope in that, when all hope is gone and you're told, which everyone will be told at some time by a physician, I have taken you just as far as I can go now. And what would it be for all hope to be gone? But what if I have put my hope in the Lord and my hope was in him through my temporal needs, through my health needs, through my spiritual needs, and then I am able to trust him in the end of it all. There's a verse in some of these things to keep us from being cast down. There's several verses in Psalms, but I'd like to look at one of them in Psalms 146. 146 and 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Happy is the man whose hope is in God, because it's able to steady out those high times and those low times. God will be there for us. There's another one in Psalms. Because there's going to be some time I have troubles, and where am I going to go to? Psalms 121 and 1. I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the hills. I'm going to look up to the Lord and I'm going to have hope, a confidence that he's able to take me through. In 121 and 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forever. We got a lot of things that are uncertain about what our future holds. But we're guaranteed that these verses tell us we can know who holds the future. And this is where I put my hope. What was the definition of hope? It's a desire of some good accompanied with some expectation of being able to obtain it. I can have a hope. I can set a hope in what the casino could give me. And there are some people that see results from that. There are many other people who go away from there with no hope. I can have a hope in the Lord that he will take care of me, and that hope can be steady all the way through my life. I saw this verse of a song. Be not dismayed, whatever betides, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. A reminder over and over again in the time that we're living in, when I really don't know what the future holds, I know who holds the future. I'd like to look at another verse in Psalms 31. 31st and 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Having a hope in God. There was another verse of a song. My hope is built on nothing less, song number 51. It's built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. There's another verse where that said, his oath, his covenant, his blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. The things that I can put a hope in that are steady, past what happens in 2 weeks, that I can have a hope that just rides all the way through. This hope can take me all the way out into eternity. I was looking at another verse, Hebrews, because there's some promises that God has made, and we can put our hope in those, and they won't let us down. Hebrews in the 6th chapter and in the 18th verse. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. You know, I need to have that confidence that if God has said he will do a thing, he will do it. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor to the soul. You know, I think about that in times like these. We need an anchor. We need something to be able to, when the waves of this life are really tossing us around. This one says, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. It will hold us. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the rock. That hope that we can have in God. There is a verse over in Lamentations. In the third chapter, Lamentations 3, it talks about hope. It says in the 25th verse of Lamentations 3, "The Lord is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait." Having an expectation that God cares about me, and then being able to just calmly wait on God to work out the problems that we face. "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God." There is another place when there was question about if the dead would rise again. And Paul was dealing with this in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 15 and 19. In the 17th verse, "If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you're yet in your sins." And the 19th verse, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable." If he died but did not rise again, if our hope is only in him for this, but we cannot have expectation for when we die that we would rise again, we're of all men most miserable. But I am very thankful that we have a hope of something beyond this life. I was looking at Titus. In Titus, the second chapter, and in the 11th verse, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." So this is giving us instruction of how we live. You know, it's not good enough to just have a hope that I'll make heaven my home, but I'm going to need to be able to follow the instruction. You remember where it was talking about when God gave some laws and he said, "Pass them down to your children, pass them to the next generation, keep them passed down," because that's where our hope is in God. This one is, I want to have a hope of heaven, but there's some things that I'm going to have to do. "The grace of God that bringeth salvation appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness." You know, we're living in a time where people say, all you have to do is make a decision for Christ and you will make heaven your home out in the future. This says, if I have that hope, I'm going to need to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. I'm going to need to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And then by having done that, look at that 13th verse. "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." By following the commandments that he has given, we can have a hope of something out ahead for us. No matter the troubles that we will face, no matter what we see out in the future, I want to have a strong hope that I make heaven my home. And that hope cannot be just, well, I'd like to be able to make it. No, I'm going to have to be able to do some things. This one is one of them that gives me instruction. But I'd like to look at another one. If I have this hope, there's some things that are going to happen. In 1 John, in the third chapter, and starting in the first verse. You know, it's a good thing to think about heaven. I want to go. I think there's a whole lot of people that like the thought of heaven and want to go. This verse starts out 3:1 of 1 John. "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not appear yet, but doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." You know what this is looking at is the day that this all closes down and we see Jesus. I've got this hope that just like he is, I'm going to be. But look at this next verse. every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I'm not able to save myself. It's the blood of Christ only that will do it. But there are some things that I have to put on and some things that I have to put off to be able to have a hope that will take me through to make heaven my home. Every man that hath this hope purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Because you remember in the Sermon on the Mount, right toward the end, it said, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter. So, you know, my hope is not enough to say, you know what, I went to service all my life. Mom and dad took me every Sunday. I went since I have been grown. I go to church all the time. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, will enter, but those that do the will of the Father. That's what's going to be important. Hope is not enough for me to just say, I hope I make heaven my home. But that I would ask the Lord, you remember David had a prayer that he was praying. Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, I'm trusting you to take me from this point to heaven at the end of my life. I have a hope of making heaven my home. But Lord, I understand that every way of a man is right in his own eyes. I'm going to go astray if I try to do it on my own. So I'm coming to you, Lord, and asking you, you search me each day. If you see I'm starting to drift, would you show me and help me to be quick to respond to it? Because I want to be able to have that hope of heaven out ahead. I'd like to look at one more verse, 1 John 2 and 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Got a hope of heaven. Got a hope of making it there at the end of my life. To be able to do that, I'm going to need to walk like he walked. And then I can really have that hope. Remember in Hebrews where it was saying, there was a group of people that confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. They were looking for a city. You know what that meant? They had a hope. There's something out better than what we have here. I believe we're living in a time where it's real important for us to realize I'm really just a stranger and a pilgrim here. Things are changing so fast around us. Help me to keep my eyes on the goal of making heaven my home. Don't lose that hope. You know what? When someone loses hope, and I've told this before, but it's one of the strongest for me, is I was driving to work one day a few years ago, and right at where I turned into the parking garage, they had the street blocked in front of me with police cars around this parking garage. And so when I parked, I went up to security to get my keys, and I said, can you tell me what's going on over here? They said, well, yes, that a woman jumped off the top of the garage and killed herself. And I thought, you know, what can cause a person? That happens from no hope. I don't see anything getting better out ahead for me, no hope. And so I thought, you know what? I want to find out, if I can, what caused her to have no hope. And so I started checking it and asking. And they said this woman had cared for her mother for a long period of time that had some kind of a lung disease that continued to degress until she died from it. So she saw all the symptoms. She saw each of the things as it happened. And her mother died. She buried her. And in a short time, she got the first of the symptoms. And when she got that, in her mind, it was, I know what the next step is, the next step all the way through. I see it. And I have no hope. And she died. So they did the autopsy. And they said she did not have that disease at all. Really what she had was just a common thing that many people can get and it goes away in just a short time. But because of what she had been through, she could see. And you know, we heard in our Sunday school class this morning, our mind can take us in a lot of directions. We need the Lord's help to be able to fight a battle that goes on in our mind. Hers was, she saw this, her thoughts took off, and she could just see where the end of it would be, and I'm not going to allow that to happen, and went out into eternity. Well, that will not happen with us. But you know what? We can go down some roads of what ifs. I'll tell you, I have to face it today. If you just listen on a talk show host, if this happens, then this is going to be our ruin. Well, let's set our hope in God. Let's pull a dollar bill out while we have it and take a look at it and say, you know what? This thing says it's in God that I trust. And if I got several of them, it's all reminders to me. Let's put our hope in God, because He will walk through us. Like Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I've learned how to be abased and how to abound, how to be full and to suffer need. How is that? Because his hope wasn't in any of those positive things. His hope was in God. And he knew if he's at the bottom, God will take care of him out in the future. I think we may have sung some of this song, but I'd like for us to sing that number 198. Have we any hope within us? That one of those says of a life beyond the grave. Do I have a hope of making heaven my home at the end? Well, that's good, but you know, I may still have a lot of living yet to do. I need to have some hope in God for the trials that will come ahead for me, the difficult places in my life, and be able to realize, you know what? That hope that I can have of heaven, there is also a hope that He will walk with me through these times. I desire your prayers.